is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste. So, Bethany, did you hear about that woman in Spain who came out of a cave after 500 days?
What? No! Wait, like in the Impractical Jokers movie?
Bethany, it's part of this whole scientific study called Time Cave. And so this woman, her name is Beatriz Flamini. She's 50 years old. She entered a cave in Spain on November 21st, 2021.
Okay.
And after more than 500 days, she reemerged from the cave back into regular society. And the first thing she told reporters when she got out of the cave was that her time underground was excellent and unbeatable.
Okay, I have so many questions. I know you are probably not the time cave expert, but I know nothing about this. So is this part of a larger group experiment, or was she just sick of everyone's shit?
No, it's part of a project called the Time Cave Project. And so when she was down there, she was documenting everything with two cameras, talking about her experience. And there were psychologists and researchers and speciologists. Is that like a cave person?
Yeah, let me look it up on google.com. Hold on a second.
Okay.
My phone keeps not recognizing my face anymore. And I don't know why, but it hurts my feelings. The study or exploration of caves is speleology.
Okay. See, I was right. Physical trainers were in on this. They did not have any direct contact with her the whole time, but she did have people dropping off food and other necessities at a predetermined revival site.
This is so crazy.
She would pick it up, you know, after they left it there or whatever. So she had supplies. She had what she needed. Bethany, she said she was basically sad to come out. She liked it down there.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, I bet it was probably such a relief to get away from everyone, to get away from social media, to get away from, I bet it was email, if I had to guess.
I think that you should apply.
I would love to do this. I would be thrilled to do this. What do you think that you would be the most relieved to step away from if you had to go live in a cave for 500 days?
Oh, I mean, I assume that all of her expenses were covered, so she wouldn't have to worry too much about making money. Her meals were probably mostly made. Like, they probably gave her food that was easy to prepare and stuff like that. That seems kind of cool.
Was it just to see how it affected her body?
Yeah, body, brain, her general mental health.
Gosh.
She said when she was down there, she read, she drew, she spent some time weaving, and she was just really thrilled to just be doing her own thing.
There was a week, the best week of my life was I'd had a pretty invasive surgery, and I wasn't able to leave my house really or walk for a week. And it goes down as the best week of my life because I laid on the floor with headphones and listened to my record player with my eyes closed.
Yep.
I read books. I napped. I just enjoyed what it is to be a person without all of the trappings of crap that go on in our lives when, you know, other people get involved. I'm also guessing she probably was relieved to be out of anyone's drama.
That is a very appealing thing for me. Over the summer, last summer, I remember my mom was in California and I went to her house to go pick something up or fix something. And I ended up staying for 3 days.
Really? just to get away from it all.
Just to get away from it all. And, you know, she wasn't there and Neil was here at home in my apartment. And I was working there late one night and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna sleep here. I'm too tired to drive home. And I ended up spending 3 days there just sort of working, puttering around, swimming in the pool, getting sweet green delivered to the house.
Yeah. So how did you tell Neil that you weren't coming home for a while?
He is, I think, more so than other partners, he's never offended.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I'm going to go away and spend some time alone. He's more offended when I ask him to leave.
Yes, and rightly so, I think.
Like, do you think Dennis would be mad at you if you went somewhere and you're like, you know what, I think I'm just going to stay for a little bit?
I think he'd be concerned. I think he'd be like, is there something you're trying to escape from? Do we need to have a conversation? Like, is there something I'm doing or is there something you're feeling?
Yeah,
I think that he would probably be like, are you sure? But after that, I think he'd be fine.
Neil is like, okay, I get it. Have a good time.
Neil immediately whips off his pants and starts running around.
I remember one night when I was there, I got really agitated because I was trying to do a nighttime swim so the neighbors couldn't see me. And there was lightning in the air. And I was like, God damn it, Mother Nature.
Lightning is the narc of your nighttime swim.
Okay, so in 2022 alone, because she did enter the cave in 2021 and came out in 2023. But if we're just talking about 2021 alone, there are quite a lot of things that, Bethany, had you and I been a part of this experiment, that we would have missed in the year 2022.
Oh,
do you remember anything good that happened?
2022.
See, you can't remember. Can't remember at all.
I don't remember what was dinner last night. I'm trying to think of movies that came out in 2022.
Oh, don't worry, darling.
Oh, she missed all of that drama. She missed people thinking that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I really liked the movie Don't Worry, Darling.
I have not seen it.
You should. It's good.
Okay, we're about to do one spoiler because I have a question for you about the end.
Okay.
So, like, spoilers for Don't Worry, Darling and, like, 3, 2, 1. Did it bother you that she was at the end had not, all of the sex scenes weren't consensual because she was not able to give consent?
That's the reason
I can't see it.
That it was very alarming,
yeah.
But I think I took it as part of the storyline.
Yeah.
You know, movies are supposed to evoke a certain feeling from you. And I didn't find it that disturbing because it was a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so crazy that the publicity for that movie was like about the sex.
I know.
And it ended up. Okay.
Elon Musk bought Twitter in 2022.
That happened in 2022. Yep, you're right. What else?
Will Smith smacked Chris at the Oscars. What's his name?
Chris Rock. Yep. Oh, see, now that was an interesting one that she missed.
Oh, this is a big one. In February of 2022, NASA was like, hey, United States, in the next 30 years, the sea levels are going to rise the same amount that they did in the previous 100 years.
Oopsies. Oh, no.
Oopsie doopsie.
And she also missed all of the cute raccoon meme accounts that I've been following recently. She's not getting any funny raccoon content.
Oh, in May of 2022, the House of Representatives held a hearing on UFOs for the first time in 50 years.
That's right. And wouldn't you expect it to be so much more exciting than it was? Isn't it crazy that no one seemed to really care? Isn't that wild?
Maybe I'm not running in the right communities. You know, I didn't see a whole lot of fanfare about it.
The weird people in my life were super psyched. But like, you would think that if we think like 20 years ago, if you heard that we were going to start talking about UFOs in the government, wouldn't your head explode?
Like, if you told all the weirdo teens in the 90s that this was going to happen in the year 2022, people would have had a constant web. They would have made a Geo page, a GeoCities page with a countdown clock going.
Completely. Angel Fire websites would have had all of those little alien, like UFO. Your cursor would have little UFOs following it all over the place.
Angel Fire. I had a Live Journal and a Zanga.
Oh, my gosh. Is it extant? Is it still around?
No, definitely not. But I did, weirdly enough, meet somebody that I became friends with in college through, I don't know, there must have been like a Rutgers Zanga network or something.
I once became Instagram friends with someone after we met each other in the comment section of a Today Show webpage article.
Oh my God. Oh, Bob Saget and Queen Elizabeth died in 2022.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
There was the Wordle craze.
Yep. She missed Wordle. She missed Heist being the Wordle.
Oh, that's right.
That was exciting.
I never found a word that was good. I was using grout for a while because I was like trying to stick to DIY words. And finally, grout was an answer the other day.
So exciting. Holy crap.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez got married again.
That's right, again. Do you think that's going to last?
Engaged again and then married.
And then married for
finally,
real?
Yeah. I think it's going to last. I don't know. I have a feeling in my soul, as the great Justin Timberlake likes to sing about.
What's the longest you think you could live in a cave if your basic needs were provided for?
I think maybe a week. Do you think you could go longer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they'd have to drag me out of that cave.
I mean, does that cave have an opening with a nice sunny beach? Because then I could stay for 3 years. But
no,
if
cave.
It was like dark the whole time, I don't know.
Nope, just cave. It's just
okay.
Cave.
How long could you stay?
I think I could stay for quite a while. I think I'd enjoy myself so much. I think it'd be okay.
I wonder what her setup was like down there. I didn't find too much online about, like, did she have a cozy bed? Did she have a chair? Was there a recliner?
Yeah, because it wasn't since it wasn't about her abilities to like rough it in the wilderness. I'm sure she had a proper bed. I'm sure it was comfortable. Yeah. I'm sure she had like a rocking chair or some type of recliner, a lamp, like a little bookcase, some type of turntable, maybe a treadmill or a yoga mat at the very least.
So she said she stopped trying to keep track of the days after she was down there for 60 days. And that truly didn't feel like such a long time.
Really?
But she didn't take a shower the entire time she was down there.
Okay, so I wonder, a lot of dry shampoo. I wonder, now I need to read this article. This is fascinating. I didn't hear anything about this.
If you Google woman in cave for 500 days, like so much comes up. And you know what? She was silent for the entirety of the experience.
Oh, she didn't like scream and yell echo into the depths?
I couldn't do that.
You couldn't not talk?
No, I would have to talk. I talk to myself all the time. Yeah. I sing to myself all the time. I would be having full-on conversations with myself.
I would probably be talking to myself, too. I think it's smart that she didn't talk because have you seen the movie The Descent?
No, but it's on my list of things to watch. That was a really good episode of that podcast that we like.
Ruined?
Yes. Yeah. Ruined.
So I won't ruin The Descent, but it's maybe for the best that you don't make noise when you're down in caves at all.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Don't want to say a damn word in a cave.
I mean, she didn't want to come out. I feel like that's exactly how you would feel. But if you couldn't take Minerva with you, I feel like that would be more of an incentive for you to leave the cave sooner.
Yeah. Did they say anything about her family? Does she have a partner? Does she have children?
They didn't say anything about that. She probably doesn't. I can't imagine somebody with like strong family ties wanting to do that.
No, I think that's probably one of the reasons she volunteered because it's like when, you know, people consider going to Mars, like would it mean they would never see their family again? And if so, is that something they'd be willing to do? And I think for that, the answer is absolutely not. But like some people would say, sure. Some people it's more about the adventure and less about the, you know, connections on this earth.
Yeah, some people will be like, when can I leave?
I know. When can I peace out of this place?
How awful would it be? Say you're a parent and you don't have a good relationship with your child.
Yeah.
Or say that you're married and you're on the brink of getting divorced and your spouse is like, I'm going to Mars. And famously, everybody knows that whomever signs up is never going to come back to Earth again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how devastating that your spouse or your child not only doesn't want to see you, they need to put a solar system between you and them.
They need to absolutely put the galaxy. I think that it's like this Agatha Christie book that I read. I'm not sure. I don't remember which one because they all bleed into each other. But like someone hated her husband and then he died. He was murdered and it wasn't her who did it. And she was like, I got to admit, it is convenient for me that he has been murdered. I'm not going to pretend I didn't absolutely want him to be murdered.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like that. If you just hate your kids or you hate your partner and then this opportunity to go to Mars comes up and you happen to be an astronaut, claim that you're doing it for a larger good and get the hell out of there.
Oh, in August of 2022, we would have missed, had we been in a cave, thousands of Capri Sun pouches being recalled because they possibly contained cleaning solution.
Gotta be honest, forgot Capri Suns were a thing.
I freaking love Capri Suns.
Do you still drink them?
No, I don't, because sugar hurts my teeth because I'm an old wiry lady. But I saw this trick the other day where if a parent is trying to get their kid to take medicine, you push the straw through the pouch, but not through the part where the juice is. Put the medicine cap in the back of the Capri Sun and put the straw into the medicine and then have the kids drink the medicine that way.
That works exactly once.
Because it tastes
so bad. If you're expecting sugary deliciousness and then you get the sourness of Tussin.
Oh, God. I wonder if they still make medicine, children's medicine, that tastes like bubblegum.
I know they still make children's medicine that tastes like delicious grape.
Grape and cherry. I was always a cherry girl. You were a grape girly.
Yep.
I never was down with I think it was like amoxicillin or something like that, like liquid amoxicillin when I was a kid that was pink and tasted like bubblegum. That was foul to me.
I was not a bubblegum kid in terms of flavors. Because why if no chew? Why bubblegum if no chew?
Do you remember ice cream places used to have like bubblegum flavored ice cream?
That's a hell no for me. But if you give me some Dimetapp, give me a nice shot of Dimetapp, syrup. And I used to crawl onto our countertop so I could get to the top shelf where the Dimetapp was. And I just do a swig.
That's like now in my adult life, when I want a treat, I have my peach flavored gummies with the probiotics in them.
You really are an old lady. So many of us live far away from our loved ones, and it's really hard to feel like you can connect with them and share what's going on day to day because phone calls are exhausting.
I know. You know what, Bethany? It was just making me so sad the other day. I was thinking that I haven't seen my aunt since 2019.
Oh, no.
And she's my favorite aunt.
I know. I haven't seen my favorite uncle for years either.
Yeah.
And that is why Kathleen and I love the idea of the Skylight frame. It's a digital frame, but instead of only having one picture or like cycling through a couple of pictures, anyone who has the app or the email address of your specific frame can send pictures to it. So it's a perfect gift to give to someone who lives far away.
And it is so easy to set up. So whomever is on the amazing receiving end of this beautiful gift, because Mother's Day is coming up, but basically you can give this gift anytime time of the year, it is really easy to set up. So don't worry if maybe the person you're giving it to isn't tech savvy. It's like 1, 2, 3, plug it in, and you can actually pre-set it up for whomever you're giving it to with a really easy email address. All you have to do is email photos to the email address assigned to your Skylight frame, and then poof, it's magic. They show up on the screen.
Yep. Anybody in the family can send photos. So if some big event is happening, like, I don't know, your kid has a play, you can send the pictures to grandma right away so she feels like she was there.
Or in my case, Aunt Patty is going to get a selfie of the day from me for the next 365 days.
Please make all of them a little awkward where you're not looking at the camera. You're looking at the wrong end of the phone.
Yeah, no, that's a really good idea.
I gave a Skylight frame to Dennis, and this was when we were first started dating, so we weren't living together.
Yeah.
And because I'm a monster, I preloaded it with a couple of nice pictures of us together, but then I also preloaded it with like a really scary picture of me with black eyes. So when he cycled through, it shocked him, and it was fun.
You know what? You should have just preloaded it with pictures of him sleeping.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good idea.
It is a really good idea.
So now, as a special Mother's Day offer, get 10% off, up to $30 off your frame when you go to skylightframe.com/taste.
That's right. To get 10% off, up to $30 off of your Skylight frame, all you have to do is go to skylightframe.com/taste.
That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/taste.
Bethany, I'm so excited to do this commercial, more excited than I am to do a normal commercial.
We had to start recording because you were just talking about how much you love this product. And I was like, wait, we need to actually talk about this product.
I just started groaning. I was like, oh, I freaking love Lumi. I love the toasted coconut. And so I need to pull up the copy because I just want to like fly off the handle and tell you how much the Lumi deodorant toasted coconut has changed my underarms. Because a couple of weeks ago, Bethany, do you remember when I told you I had a smell coming from one armpit that I couldn't get rid of.
Yeah, it was a tough conversation.
It was like a really weird conversation where I'm like, one armpit stinks. And that's when I started using Lumi deodorant every single day. Bethany, I can go now like 48 hours without deodorant and I don't smell. And this is all thanks to Lumi.
This is wild. So Lumi kind of blew my mind because I used them before we ever partnered with them because I saw a commercial on YouTube and I watched the whole 5-minute commercial because I was just fascinated.
Yeah.
So Lumi is a whole body deodorant and it's not just a stick. You can also get a lotion. You can also get wipes. But the crazy thing is it helps control odor anywhere on your body.
Yeah.
And it does it for like more than a day. Like yes. I put it on every day because I'm paranoid. But even as me, a gross Nordic sweat machine, it helps me.
And okay, so not only do I love their deodorant, they have this body wash that has a little bit of acid in it. So I make sure to use that in all of my most private of parts that tend to have a stinky smell. And then they also have these body wipes. And I've used body wipes before. They never really get rid of the smell. They just kind of like superficially make you feel cleaner.
Sure, yeah.
But the Lumi body wipes, they also have a little bit of acid in them. And they legit, if my armpits are like really reeking that day, they neutralize the smell.
And I don't understand how this works. This is not an antiperspirant. It's a deodorant. And for me, deodorants never worked. I needed antiperspirants to help clog up every possible pore.
Yes.
But for some reason, Lumi works for me. And that is saying a lot because you all know how much I hate summer and become a summer monster.
Yeah.
Lumi has become so important in my arsenal.
Listen, check out the Lumi's Starter Pack. It's the perfect package for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, that cream tube of deodorant, which I use under my boobies and, you know, in my butt to crack. And it comes with two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash that I talked about and also the deodorant wipes that I talked about. And there's free shipping.
So as a special offer for you, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack when you use the code TASTE at LumiDeodorant.com.
Now that equates to over 40% off of your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and then use the code TASTE.
And that's LumiDeodorant.com.
I'm so happy because it's cucumber season. It's a polarizing vegetable, fruit. I don't know what it is.
It has seeds, right?
Yeah.
So it's a fruit.
Well, Bethany, there are all different types of cucumbers.
Oh.
Most of them are readily available and affordable in the summer.
Okay.
My favorite is the Persian cucumber.
Okay.
Because the seed is small and the skin is thin.
Okay.
And it's like those, they're really cute, like little snacky ones. You know, the small cucumbers?
Sure.
Love those. English cucumbers are also thin skin, small seeds.
Uh-huh.
But then you get something like a Kirby cucumber.
Whoa.
Where it's like sort of better for pickling because it's got that like thicker skin.
Sure.
Helps retain moisture. So yes. It probably stays better longer, but the seeds are a little bit bigger.
So you have to handle that.
I will eat a cucumber all day, every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. It is a vehicle for all of the best other foods in life, like dips.
I love a dip.
Tahini, baba ganoush.
Oh, yeah.
Salad dressing.
Yep, totally.
It gives you so much water.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
If I were to have a party at my house.
Yeah, yeah.
And you brought a cucumber.
Yeah.
Anything. Uh-huh. I would kick you the hell out of my house.
You don't like cucumbers?
I hate a cucumber. What is the point? It has no taste.
Bethany, you truly don't like cucumbers?
Hate them.
Do you like cantaloupe?
Yes.
Huh. Usually people who hate cucumbers also hate cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe is fine. I've come to love the melons.
It's the least, desirable fruit in the fruit salad.
Well, I think it's because it's forced upon us because it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
You know, we all order a fruit salad wanting grapes and strawberries.
Yeah.
We want cantaloupe and
cantaloupe.
Melons.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of cantaloupe, are you a fan of cottage cheese?
I love it. Give it to me. Put cheese on it. Put fruits inside of it. Put some granola in it.
Put more cheese on the cottage cheese.
Please.
Oh, Rachel, my nutritionist, love Rachel. Pack up for backup.
Hell yeah.
She's always like, I would really like for you to get into cottage cheese.
It's freaking delicious.
And I'm like, I don't know if I can.
Why not?
I've tried it in the past, but I think I'm going to sneak it into pasta sauce.
What's your barrier for entry with cottage cheese?
I don't have a problem with textures. Like, you know, okay. Some people, like, do you have problems with food textures?
Really only with mushrooms.
Really?
Why are you like an earlobe? If I wanted to eat an earlobe, I would eat an earlobe. Why?
Mushrooms is, yeah, I know a lot of people who don't
They're
like mushrooms.
So gross.
Neil will not eat a mushroom. I love mushrooms. But my mom, like, won't eat avocado.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's mushy. I can see that.
She doesn't like the texture of avocado. She doesn't like the texture of, like, soft ricotta. I love soft ricotta too. What is it about cottage cheese that I cannot get down with that's different than a soft ricotta?
I think that cottage cheese, besides like the thicker curds that are in it.
Oh, I see that.
I think it is. There's a tanginess to cottage cheese that ricotta doesn't have. Ricotta goes down a little bit more smoothly.
Yeah.
Whereas cottage cheese has like a bite to it.
Okay.
That could almost be perceived as sour.
See, but I love sour cream. I don't know. Hmm. If you're listening to this and you're a very good cottage cheese cook, a CC aficionado, please let me know your favorite recipes because apparently it's so good for you.
Here's what I will say.
Yeah.
Do not do a low fat cottage cheese. Do a full fat cottage cheese.
Okay.
Because it is... the taste is so much better. And also the fat is not bad, right? It's going to last longer in your body, et cetera, et cetera.
That's like, milk fats. Everyone was so afraid of them for a while. Yeah. It's truly not bad.
Cottage cheese with honey on it.
Hmm.
Delectable.
Okay.
Sometimes when we're recording here, we'll do like long days of recording.
Yeah.
There is a little like deli.
Yeah.
That has just full breakfast bar. Hmm. And I will go and I will get like cottage cheese. I'll put granola on it.
Oh.
I'll put some chia seeds. I'll put some honey.
Yeah.
Put some fruit in there.
Uh-huh.
Mix it all up. And it is freaking delicious.
Well, I feel like maybe I need to invent a savory dip with cottage cheese and other spices that I can dip my cucumbers into. Because that is a water-packed, protein-packed snack.
So speaking of... bizarre foods put together.
Yeah.
Do you follow 70s Dinner Party on Instagram?
No.
Okay. You need to. Because some of this stuff, if you are a listener who was alive and making dinner parties in the 70s, what the hell were you doing?
70s dinner
party. Here is
party.
A shrimp. There's shrimp inside gelatin eggs.
Oh, no.
So it looks like if you've seen the movie Alien, when they go onto this spaceship and they see the aliens in the egg pods.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
Okay.
But there's shrimp like in there, but with the tails out.
Oh, ew. Ew, ew, ew.
Here's another one.
Oh, sausage cabin.
Sausage cabin.
Where it looks like hot dogs cut to be the shape of a cabin with tomato slices as the roof.
And there you
go. And then peas around it like the grass.
Here is, this appears to be Jell-O mold.
Uh-huh.
The bottom of the Jell-O mold is peas and carrots. The middle of the Jell-O mold, like the main part of it, is cut up cod.
Ugh. Oh, God. Remember that episode?
Inside a Jell-O mold with then carrots on top.
I like Jell-O by itself.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
Delicious. The only other way that I like Jell-O is, what is that dish? I think you put gelatin in it where it's like canned mandarin oranges and like fluff in it. And it starts with an A and it's... fruit salad.
It's called like a...
with sour cream and oranges.
Oh, man. Wait.
It is called ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
Okay, so I guess that's not really Jell-O. I guess there's no gelatin in it. I love ambrosia.
Because it has those maraschino cherries in it.
Maraschino cherries, mandarin oranges, crushed pineapples, sweetened coconut flakes, toasted chopped pecans, mini marshmallows, Cool Whip, and sour cream.
Sounds so good.
Have you ever had ambrosia?
Yeah, so I remember in middle school we had home ec.
You took them back.
Oh, we had to. Mandatory.
Oh, my God.
And we made ambrosia salad.
Yeah.
And so I was the only one, because I was a hungry little kid.
Yeah.
I was always hungry.
Yeah.
And everyone in my class was like too cool to eat the ambrosia salad we all made.
Uh-huh.
And I just like wanted to eat everyone else's servings because everyone got just like a tiny little bit. And I was so hungry.
So good.
And I love ambrosia.
Oh, back to cucumbers.
Yeah.
You and Dennis, what kind of veggies do you keep in the fridge?
Carrots.
That's it?
That's it.
wait a minute, you guys are vegan.
It's literally the only vegetables we eat right now. We have the same dinner every night.
What is it?
Roasted carrots.
Yeah.
A fillet, uh-huh. A breaded fillet of like tofu. It's like made to look like a chicken cutlet or something.
Okay.
And then pasta. And then we it's interchangeable. We make it every single night.
Where do your nutrients come from?
The pasta.
No, Bethany.
Is protein pasta. So it's like not, it's made of like chickpeas or whatever.
Okay.
It's protein pasta.
Yeah. And you get protein from the tofu.
We get our carrots. And then that's the vegetables I eat in a day.
You guys don't eat tomatoes?
you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
He makes a smoothie in the morning. I think he puts kale and stuff in
it. Yes.
I don't do smoothies because I don't feel like I've eaten anything.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I should probably eat more vegetables. I'm now realizing sometimes during lunch I will have an omelet and then I'll throw like peppers and tomatoes or whatever in it.
Yeah.
But I just haven't bought those in a while, those groceries.
So I have been struggling with grocery shopping, and this is what I've been doing. I have a cart. I have a set items in the cart.
Uh-huh.
I get them delivered for minimal more dollars. It makes my life easier. And then I don't overshop when I go to the store.
Right.
And then I can also say, okay, if you don't have this type of tomato, get that type of... It's like, it's made my life so much easier. And I know on Sundays, if I've eaten properly during the week, I need a refill of all of these things.
That's perfect.
And also, you and I have been talking about glass jar storage.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, we were kind of like on the same page. Like, you were like, oh, glass jars. And I was like, oh, so weird. Me, glass jars too. If you cut up your carrots, also whole potatoes, get like a huge mason jar, lemons, limes, whatever, you can put them in glass jars and you can fill those jars with water, put them in your fridge. They're going to stay good for months.
Do you put the potatoes in with the lemons and limes?
No, the potatoes have their own mason jar.
Gotcha.
Like a giant mason
jar.
Big
one.
Yeah. And so now I know that I have a potato for like the next 6 months whenever I need it.
You have potatoes coming out of your ears.
I do. But cucumbers.
Uh-huh.
It's just the best food ever.
How dare you?
No.
Kathleen.
Yeah.
Don't come at me with those cucumbers. Okay. What do they taste like? They taste like nothing.
That's the best part of
Why?
It, Bethany.
What's the point?
Okay. Well, do you know that magazine, All Recipes? It's like the recipe magazine that you see in the checkout line at the grocery store.
Yes.
So for whatever reason, they're like 40th year episode, 10 year. I don't know. It's either 40th year or 10 year. I can't remember. Their special edition episode is all about cucumbers.
God.
And they give you all of these cucumber recipes. Would you eat this? This is called white gazpacho. It's cucumber soup. Okay. You take Italian breadcrumbs and cashews and green grapes, garlic and vinegar, salt, pepper, you puree and cucumbers, you puree all of that.
Okay.
With cashews.
Okay.
So cucumbers, grapes, garlic, vinegar, bread and cashews and salt, pepper, cucumbers, whatever. In the blender.
Okay.
You make all of that into like this soup thing.
Uh-huh.
And then you put some sherry vinegar on top. White gazpacho.
That actually sounds fairly delicious.
You can put some like gherkin pickles on top, sliced up real thinly.
No, that's okay. But can I dip more bread in it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds actually quite delicious.
Right? Maybe you and Dennis should take a page from All Recipes, put your carrots, your tofu, and your pasta in the blender, make a soup.
Like Kanye had to do when he had to wire his jaw shut after that car accident before we all realized that he was a jackass.
Yeah, just like him.
To the limit, to the wall. When I got braces, I rapped that song through my braces on the radio.
Cucumber sandwiches. When you go out for tea, you know.
I've literally never gone out for tea.
That's not true. I know you and your mom have been overseas.
Yes, but we never went to tea. You know why?
Why?
Because we wanted to once, but we were with a friend of mine at the time.
Yeah.
And we were like, you cannot wear blue jeans. We're going to tea. This is like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
You dress nice. And she was like, I don't believe that. And so she wore blue jeans and they would not let us in.
Girl, you can't wear dungarees to tea.
I told her. She was like, that's dumb. And then we went and the restaurant was completely empty.
Oh.
And the man looked at my mother and me and then he looked my friend up and down and he said, we don't have any openings.
Oh my God.
So we went to a pub.
No, I would tell my friend to sit outside while I had my tea. No, like seriously.
No, I know.
There are times in my life where to do what I want, I have to be mean. That would have been one of them.
Look, when you go into a different culture.
Yeah.
You gotta play by the culture's rules.
That boils my freaking blood.
She was, not to be a jerk, but like she was such an American about it. But she's like, well, I don't understand it, so I'm gonna wear my jeans.
Well, this is what you're missing out on. This is an easy cucumber sandwich party recipe.
Okay.
Okay. You take a piece of bread. You take some whipped cream cheese.
Yum.
You mix that whipped cream cheese with sour cream and mayonnaise and a package of dry ranch dressing.
It's just every white food you can think of.
Mix that up. Then you add some fresh dill.
Okay.
You put that, spread all of that on bread, uh-huh. right? And then you layer thinly sliced cucumbers on top of that, a little salt, pepper, a little more dill on top and chives for garnish.
Yeah.
Cucumber sandwich.
That sounds delicious and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Everything else is doing the heavy lifting for that cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like when the lead of a movie is awful, but all the character actors are super good and they elevate the lead actor.
Yeah.
The cucumber's getting all the credit for all of the work that all that other stuff is doing.
Bread and cheese.
Bread and every kind of dairy they've whipped together. That's amazing. I want that now.
I don't know what it is about pickled vegetables. Pickle freaking anything, Bethany. I will eat it.
Okay, I'm going to give you the following items. Uh-huh. Would you eat them if pickled?
Uh-huh.
A tomato.
Absolutely.
A slice of bread.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could pickle bread, sure.
Sure, if you could pickle bread.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
A strawberry.
I kind of do pickle my strawberries myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you soak them in vinegar, all the bugs come out.
Gross.
I saw it on TikTok.
Wait, are they in there when we eat them fresh?
I've tried to like really look closely, get my eye really close up to that bowl.
Uh-huh.
I'll soak my strawberries with water and a little bit of white vinegar in there. And it's apparently supposed to kill the bugs that are in there when we eat them fresh.
What the hell?
I've never seen these bugs, but someone on TikTok told me that they saw that.
Are we sure they're bugs and not the little brown parts around the seeds of the strawberries?
It might be that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat an orange if it was pickled?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you eat a leather shoe if it was pickled?
I mean, leather is really just like the chips of the fashion world.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, I mean, like pre-treated with all the things that make it okay for outside wear.
Yeah.
It's really just animal skin.
Yep.
And I have been known to sneak a little piece of crispy chicken skin every now and then.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of oranges.
I have one more for you.
Okay.
Would you eat Jonah Hill if he was pickled?
I had a sex dream once. I cheated on Neil with Jonah Hill.
How did that go?
I felt really guilty.
Yeah, you should have. Cheating is bad.
Very bad. But like when I'm cheating in my dream, I don't know. I still think about it to this day. I also had a sex dream where I cheated on Neil with Seth Rogen.
My God. Wow.
I have a type.
You do.
Okay. Saw this on the Instagram.
Okay.
This woman, she's like, why are we all throwing away orange peels? It's so good for you. And I'm like, okay,
uh-oh.
Whatever, lady. She boils oranges whole.
Okay.
Then she puts them in the blender, blends them down, and drinks that. The whole thing.
That has to be bitter.
Right? Sounds disgusting.
The orange rind is bitter.
Sounds absolutely disgusting.
Why would you do that?
Apparently, we have been doing oranges wrong.
I think we've been doing them right.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird.
And stay curious.